Hello and good morning, y'all. I got a message for you guys this morning, and I hope you're blessed by it. So let's pray. Father, we bless you, Lord. We thank you for your word, God. Your word is alive, it's living, it's powerful, God. And Lord, I just pray, God, that your word would be like a two-edged sword, God, that it would cut and penetrate the hearts of those who hear today, Lord, and that you would just bring change, Lord, in our lives as we study your word and listen to your word, God. So we love you. We bless what you're doing today. We thank you for a nugget from heaven, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So I had an interesting week. Last week's podcast, I spoke about going into the secret place and getting alone with the Lord. And I had really been disciplined in spending my time with the Lord and my mornings with the Lord. And everything was going well. And I was really making that sacrifice of my time. And then this week, the beginning of the week, I had a little bit of an ailment come upon me that really just disrupted my mornings. And I had gotten two internal styes in my eye, so I was unable to see. And I had to spend time like putting a warm washcloth on my eye and going to, I had to go get an antibiotic for it. Of course, I prayed first, come on. But it was like swelled shut, and so it just disrupted my whole morning. It was like a big distraction. And so the Lord spoke to me about it being a distraction from me spending time with Him. And so like my mornings normally consist of getting up, spending time with the Lord, reading my Bible, doing some praise and worship. Me and my husband come together. We do praise and worship together. So it's never like a routine, but it's all about our mornings with the Lord. So this whole episode was just like, you know, a big distraction for us because, you know, I had to deal with my eye every morning, getting up, the swelled shut. I gotta get it, gotta get the swelling down. I can't see, so I'm having a hard time reading. And it's just a big distraction, you know. The enemy does things sometimes to get us to be distracted from what the Lord is doing. And I believe that these internal styes in my eye were just a big distraction. And even prophetically, you know, anything that is affected with your eye is referring to your vision. And, you know, I have a great vision of what God is going to do in my life in the future and what He's doing now. And the enemy wants to thwart the vision that God has given me. And so I took this as a prophetic sign that I'm on the right track, you know, that the enemy's trying to distract my vision and disrupt my vision. But I'm going to stay focused and I'm going to get this message out there today. So I was determined. So the Lord was speaking to me about distractions, and He took me to the scripture in Matthew 10:38, the story of Mary and Martha, and how Martha was distracted with many, many things. And so I just want to read that to you guys. The word is powerful. So I can say a lot of stuff and I can tell you, you know, little stories about my life, and God speaks to me very prophetically, but there is nothing as powerful as the word of God. So the word of God is that two-edged sword, and it's the one that cuts and penetrates, and it rightly divides between your spirit and your soulish realm, and it speaks to every person. One word can speak to the multitude in different ways. The word of God is sharp, man, and it can rightly divide. So let's just go ahead and read this word. It says, "Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she approached him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me.' And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. All right, so let's end there. And I want to go back to verse 40 where it says, but Martha was distracted with much serving. Martha was distracted. Martha was distracted. Martha was distracted. And the enemy wants to get you and I distracted from being like Mary and sitting at the feet of Jesus. Distractions can come in many shapes, many ways, many forms. Every morning when I'm trying to spend my time with the Lord, I begin to get text messages. I serve in ministry, and ministry is never ending. It's a 24-hour a day ministry where I am overseeing many, many women that are in a program, and so they have to have constant contact with me from the time that they wake up to the time that they go to sleep. So the text messages never stop coming, the phone calls never stop coming. But there's got to be a time where you put the distractions aside so that you're able to spend time with Jesus. Otherwise, you're never going to be any good for anything. So even children, you know, good things can be distractions too. It doesn't have to be a terrible thing in order for it to distract you, like my eye or the phone calls. It could be good things that are distracting as well, you know. It's important for us to understand that our intimacy is with God is like the most important thing. And this is what we talked about last week, and that distractions are going to come. But when the distractions come, we have to be able to shut them out and shut them down. So, you know, if I'm praying and my phone rings, I immediately, the first thought that comes to mind is, this is just a distraction. So I just hit the button and I turn my phone down so it stops ringing, and I just continue to pray and to press in. Or if me and my husband are in the middle of prayer, it never ceases. Our children will interrupt for everything. They're thirsty, they're hungry, they're this, they're that. They don't even want to talk to us about anything. It just happens to start every time that we go to pray. The enemy tries to come in and bring distractions. And that's how it is whenever you're trying to get alone and to get with the Lord and to spend time at His feet like Mary was doing. She was worshiping the Lord. She was spending time at His feet. And Martha was distracted, and she was worried, and she was serving, and she was preparing, and she was doing the dishes, and she was doing all these things, which are not necessarily bad things. But the Word of God says that Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her. That means that she chose to rest at the feet of Jesus. She chose to spend time with the Lord when there were things to do. Yeah, there were things to do. There was food to be made. There was dishes to be done. There was phone calls to be had. There was people to respond to. But you know what? She said, no, this is what I'm going to do. This is the most important thing at this time, is to spend time with the Lord. And I'm going to tell you something. When you prioritize your time with God and sitting and resting at His feet, time is not going to be an issue for you. Time will not be an issue. If you're prioritizing and put God first, He's going to make it supernaturally that you're going to be able to have time to get everything done that needs to get done, because your house is in order. You're choosing to do the right thing. And when you're putting things in order, God is able to operate and work and function in that, where time will not be an issue for you, okay? Because you can get lost in the spirit and get you know, spending time with the Lord and be in worship and be in praise for hours and hours and hours, you know, if you are not distracted. And I'm not saying, like, don't go to your job or, you know, just spend time with God, okay? That's not the message that I'm trying to preach this morning. But what I am saying is that if you prioritize your time with God, then supernaturally, everything is just going to get done, is going to go into place, and everything will be in order. You know, our Lord, our God, our King, He's the King over time as well, okay? So He's the King over everything, but He's the King over time as well. So if you prioritize and you put Him first, everything else will supernaturally just line up, okay? So, and I've learned that through experience and through spending time with God. You know, if I put you first, God, everything else is going to get done. It's going to get done. It always does. So, you know, the kids are going to be taken care of. We're going to get them off to school. You know, you might have to do something a little bit extra. You might have to sacrifice and get up a little bit earlier. Or you might have to stay up a little later, whatever it is. But as long as you're prioritizing the Lord and putting Him first, everything will pan out supernaturally. So let's go back to this being distracted thing. So Martha was distracted with serving, and she approached Him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me alone to serve? Tell her to help me." How many times have you been around people that have tried to get you out of spending time with God, who have tried to pull you out of the presence of God? Hey, listen, they could be good people. It could be your sister, could be your brother, could be your husband, you know, could be anybody, really. But, you know, they're like, "Oh, you can do that later. Oh, you can spend time with the Lord later. We need to get this done, or we need to get that done, or we have to go here, or we have to go there." You have to be, like, ruthless with not getting distracted. You have to have a mindset that says no to all distractions and yes to God. And you have to have an awareness that any time that you go to open your Bible, and any time that you go to go pray and spend time with the Lord, that, you know, the distractions are going to come, but your choice is already made that you're not going to be pulled out from what you're doing unless the house is burning down, you know. And it's that real, it's that serious, because it's not like everything that is trying to distract you is unimportant. No, they're probably really important things. They really are important things, but they can wait, so that way you can spend time with the Lord. And while you're spending time with the Lord, if those things begin to pop up and you can't focus because you're worried about getting this done and you're worried about getting that done, get a notebook, put it right next to you while you're praying, and write down all the things that are popping into your mind as you're praying, as you're spending time with God, so that way you won't forget. You have your list and you can move on with your time with the Lord, and those things will be written down so that when you get done, you know what you have to do. I can't tell you how many times I'm spending time with the Lord and thoughts will pop into mind. Oh, I have to get this done. Oh, I have to call this person. Oh, Autumn needs this. Oh, my husband needs that. And, you know, I want to do it immediately so that I don't forget it, because, you know, that's how I am. I have so many things going on. If I don't get stuff done immediately, then it may not get done. So having a piece of paper and a pen next to you that you can write down all of those thoughts that pop into your mind are going to help you to be productive that day. And then you can spend time with the Lord. You can focus on what it is that He's saying and what it is that He's doing, and you won't be distracted by all the thoughts, all the worries, all the concerns. You know, they're there for after you get done. And in your personal time with the Lord, He's going to help you to figure out and to maneuver through your day. He's going to help you to basically be able to get everything done that needs to get done, and he's going to give you strategy, you know? He's like the master chess player, man. He's got strategies from heaven that we don't have. Our natural thinking and his way of thinking, they don't really line up. The word says that his thoughts are higher than our thoughts and his ways are higher than our ways. I believe that's Isaiah 58:8. So, you know, he's got strategies. He's got heavenly strategies. He's got heavenly ways that are higher than our ways. So in our spending time with him, he is going to show us how to maneuver through our day and how to get the things done that we need to get done, how to go about dealing with situations that need to be dealt with. So I'm going to hammer this in right now because I got to end this message, but don't be distracted. This is my word for you today. Don't be distracted by the things of this world. Don't be distracted from spending time with God. Don't be distracted by good things because you want to get the good things done. Don't allow the distractions to come, okay? You have to be aware. You have to spend that time with God. You have to lock the door, you know, maybe turn off the phone, whatever it is. But don't allow the distractions in whenever you're spending time at the feet of Jesus. Remember, Jesus told Mary, you have chosen the right thing. The right thing, the priority is to spend your time with God, okay? That's your priority. Distractions are going to come. Sickness is going to come. Ailments are going to come. And trust and believe that right whenever you get in, things are in order and things are in line. Everything is going smooth and everything is going good. And you've got your routine down. You know, you're spending time with the Lord. You know, you're spending time reading your word. The distraction will come to get you out of that place, to pull you from doing what it is that you're supposed to be doing. That phone call will come, your kids will interrupt. I can't tell you, every time me and my husband, we go to sacred marriage class, every time we're spending time doing our homework together and praying together, distractions pop up and come. But we know and we recognize the schemes of the enemy. We know that they're all designed to distract us and pull us out from doing the right thing like Mary was doing. So I just want to say to you and pray over you today that you do not get distracted by the things of this world, that you would not be distracted and removed from spending time with the Lord, that you would make him your first priority, and that you would stay focused. Stay focused, Lord. I loose supernatural focus over your sons and your daughters today, God, and I thank you, Lord, that they're not distracted by the day-to-day routines, Lord, and that they will make you their priority. Be blessed. Have a great day in Jesus. Amen.